Here we go.
So, hello guys, this is Kale's Podcast. And today, the question of the day we're going to talk about is it bad to be in a relationship and watch porn? This girl I know, we're going to refer to her as H. What is your opposition?
Yay.
What is your opposition on how does watching porn affect your relationship? Just go. Talk. She's scared to talk.
So basically, Caleb.
Talk to the mic.
Put it on the table so I can just talk. Let me just talk.
Okay, go.
Okay, well, we're going to have a conversation between two different people. All right, so the reason why I said porn is a bad thing it's because you're like mentally getting off of someone else besides the person that you're in a relationship. Both, yeah. You're getting off by someone else. So for a girl, that could become, I'm not saying that that's cheating necessarily, other people could disagree with me, but you're actually like putting insecurities in your girlfriend's mind that you would rather get off of someone else, some random stranger that's doing it better than they do.
It's all bullshit.
So it's insecure, but it's true. You're bullshit. Getting off of someone else. So to them, that makes them like feel less than, and it is a form of cheating because you're doing it to someone else. You're getting
everything is a form of fucking cheating. Are
but
you
you're
joking?
Having a sexual gratification.
Okay,
from
so
someone
what about
else.
When you? All right, so you're walking, strolling along down
okay,
the fucking
wait,
New York,
let me
right?
Ask.
And there's hella niggas, right? Hella sexy niggas, no fucking shirt on, fucking ass packing, right? You see a fucking bulge, sweatpants, gray sweatpants challenge, right?
Okay.
You look at it, right?
Okay.
Right, and you get aroused from it, right?
Okay.
Isn't that a form of cheating?
I'm not saying, but you
Isn't it a form of cheating? Listen. Audience, I think we came to
I
a conclusion
never,
here.
Oh my
Anything
god!
Is a form of cheating. Anything
is
a form of cheating.
But would you want your girl to be doing that?
No.
That,
okay.
But
this is a. But the difference is that's the person in person doing it in person. We're watching someone that we don't even fucking know over the internet.
In society, bro.
But you're still doing
in society.
It
anything.
Okay, hold on. Let me talk. The difference between your example and my example is that if I'm walking down the street and see a guy doing that, I get aroused, that isn't my fault that I saw that guy. He was just there. But you're willingly going on the computer, typing in something that you get off to, that's you're willingly doing that.
And you're willingly putting your
so
eyes.
So that's different.
But and at the same time, you're
it's
willingly. Well, hold on.
It is different.
But the girl, at the same time, you're willingly looking your eyes and you're willingly going
but
down looking
not,
at his dick.
I did not put myself in that position to
yes,
see that
did.
Guy.
Yes, you did. But you did. But you look. You can look at. But you can look at his face.
No,
but you can look at his dick.
Pause. Literally, when you said that I had a problem looking at girls' ass, right? I put myself in that predicament, right? I don't give a fuck, okay?
But you're not willingly having these. You're not telling these girls to come into the place, wherever it is, and be like, oh, like, you know what
you're
I'm saying?
You're fucking searching it online. You're not telling them to do shit.
But you're willingly putting yourself in that position.
So are you.
No, because
yes, you
said,
are. You got to look at it from the fucking perspective.
But you're saying you're randomly walking down the street and you see someone. That you're not willingly doing. That was random.
It's
when
not
you
random.
Go onto the computer or your phone or whatever device you use to get off of, you're willingly typing in what you get off to, and then you're watching it.
Okay, so you think guys shouldn't watch porn, they should just masturbate.
I don't think masturbation is a bad thing.
Okay,
like,
so
girls
if guys are supposed to masturbate, what do they have, like, what are they supposed to masturbate to?
That's not my decision.
Your girl?
So.
Like, was that not enough for you?
Yeah, so your girl not enough for you?
That's not enough for you to just.
But sometimes guys have different sexual standards.
So wait, let me pause. Your girl isn't enough. That's not the standard.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Females do the same thing.
So what happens when a girl masturbates? Is my sex not enough for her, or is just wait, or are we not the same level sexually? You know what I mean?
Okay.
What if I'm just a horny ass nigga? Because I'm gonna put this me. I'm a horny ass nigga. I beat my dick 3 times a fucking day.
We all know that.
I know, and you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had a girl, I would still beat my dick 2 times a day. Cause I'm just very sexually active. I'm very horny, and it's not her fault that she can't hang in when I can hang in. It's not her fault, but I still like her though. But I still gotta get
and
my nut
in
off.
In my eyes, a true man can abstain.
No,
listen to me. A true man can abstain from his sexual impulses. And don't say there's no men that could do that because I know plenty of guys that have done that.
By fucking. Because I talked to my cousin about it. Cause I had a situation. He said, I said, how do you know? I was like, I get horny a lot, and I feel like, why do I have to jack off just to like remain sane? He says he's never had a problem because he has a girl to fuck. So what about those guys?
Can I say something?
What about those guys?
What about the guys that have been virgins all? Like, I have many people in my life. I have a cousin that's 24 years old, and he's a virgin, and he still has abstained from his sexual impulses.
Well, shit.
This
is he a fucking nun?
Busted or not?
Yeah, you might be lying
yes,
to you.
But I didn't say masturbation was a wrong thing.
Yeah, okay,
say
but he
that?
Busted
okay,
or
so
not
what's wrong masturbating
video.
To a fucking porno? What's wrong? It's just porn. Yeah, and we don't know the bitch.
There's no way. No, I'm gonna tell you this straight up. I'm gonna tell you blunt. There's no way this man is 24 and has not busted right, it out without fucking watching porn.
He's not gonna say that.
My brother's 25 years old. He has a girlfriend for 2 years. He has not fucked her.
He still busts the goddamn nut, and that's for damn sure.
He still watches porn.
He doesn't watch porn.
Oh, that's a goddamn motherfucking lie.
He doesn't. And just because you guys have a certain experience doesn't mean you know every
just,
single
it's not, thing. It's not just God. This is literally, I don't generalize niggas a lot, but I can generalize. That's what I'm saying. I don't generalize a lot of guys, but in this predicament of jacking off, and I can definitely generalize.
You guys can't have just a peaceful conversation. You guys get really
I'm
upset.
Having a peaceful conversation.
No, you guys this is how I talk. We can't just have a normal conversation.
More, are you fucking cutting me out? Yeah, Lauren, I fucking jack off,
Lauren,
okay?
Aren't you? Isn't it so true? They cannot, like, just talk about this peacefully. No, you guys yell at me. Right, that's why I don't want to talk. That's why I didn't want to talk about this, because you guys cannot have a civilized conversation.
I can definitely have a civilized conversation.
No, you want your podcast is to just be like, I'm right, you're wrong. Yeah. Let's hear me the different at you.
No, Caleb.
Yeah, I'll hear you out. No, without the podcast.
Caleb. Let's go. Okay, that's why I want to have this this pot, like, wait, pot, like, shut it off.
I can't. You have to keep talking. This is going on.
Man and female. Let's
go. Talk.
When it comes down to, like, the podcast, Caleb, like, you probably shouldn't post this podcast. I'm just going to be blunt. Because a podcast, you should let the people speak, and you shouldn't put your opinion in. This.
What?
You should, like, listen to people.
What do you mean?
And then you could talk. But you shouldn't be an argument. It should be, like, a dialogue. Because it's an argument.
There's different types of podcasts, my dude.
Arguments.
That unless depends on to, yeah. Sometimes you want I just want I want free topics. I want free I want free stuff people want to talk about. I want deep conversation.
You
want
to be an argument that okay?
No, it's not argument. We're just talking. Yeah. We're just communicating. This is how people. This is everyday people. This is the life of APU. No, this is the life of you know students.
Caleb Shaw,
Copeland, Hanae. If no one knows her, and then Lauren. You know this is what we go through. And I'm not gonna filter myself to you know. Stop expressing how I feel. If I feel like Pornhub is good and it's healthy, Pornhub has saved my life. You know what I mean? Pornhub saved my life. I don't know what else to say about it. It's a good thing, you guys. And I'm glad you voiced your opinion on it. And I think your opinion is false. And I sometimes I do understand where you come from. Doesn't mean I agree with it. And I really don't agree with saying that, you know, it's wrong to jack off to a random person because you're just getting your nut off, and it's nothing. I can literally jack off. I don't know a person.
But in the beginning,
but when you were in, I'm not done.
Comment was the beginning of this topic was if you are in a relationship. Remember that. That's what we're talking about here.
If you're in a relationship,
and I'm still have the same opinion.
Even if you're in a relationship, I think it's still justifiable or justified to masturbate. Like without your wife, or you can even do it with your wife, like it or a girlfriend. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like you can't say watching porn is like a bad thing.
But okay, well, then why like let me look up something real quick.
If you watch too much of porn, then maybe like
statistically, I believe. Maybe then yeah, it's gonna don't take my word for it. I'm gonna look it up. But statistically. Couples that watch porn, if they're one of them, either or watch porn, they have a higher percentage of being divorced.
That's not true, bro.
But I want to look this up. I'm not sure if that's true, but I have heard that somewhere. And I'm going to look it up just like so that we aren't making assumptions here.
So, you know, if you guys are listening out there somewhere, I want you guys to comment or somehow email me what you guys think about, you know, couples who watch porn, you know? Because I feel like, it's not a bad thing that guys watch porn. Sometimes we just gotta go about our day. And what if we're horny and our wife is not there? Am I gonna sit there and suffer?
Facts.
You know what I mean? What if I'm just looking out for myself? That's a form of self-care.
That is.
Me being horny all the time, that's not healthy.
That really is.
That's not healthy. That's not okay. And for me, if my wife loves me, she would not get mad at me pleasing myself when she's not there, or she's being selfish. Because I would never stop her from pleasing herself. You know what I mean?
You should find enjoyment.
You might enjoy me. You can find enjoyment in anything. You know what I mean? And then it's like, if you want to use that whole like, oh, like you can't do things, you can't do this relationship. What about, you know?
There's always going to be someone who's going to say porn is a bad thing. Maybe because, like, if you think of it from a father's perspective, you don't want your daughter doing that or you don't want your wife doing that. But in the same way, it's like the world is a bad place. You know what I mean?
That makes it okay, right?
Come in a little bit, Lauren. Come in a little bit.
To engage in the bad things of this world. That makes it okay.
It makes it fun.
Well, I feel like...
Of course,
sin is fun. We were born bound to sin. We want to sin. We were born to have a human nature to want to sin.
Okay.
Well, that's why it's so hard, and that's why it's so easy, and that's why it's hard to do the good thing, and that's why it's hard for us to make the right choice, because that's not how we were made.
Okay.
That's why we step out, and that's why we take the leap of faith and stand out and not be of this world, because we're different, because we belong in the kingdom of heaven. We don't belong here.
Mm. So I looked it up, and it says that from a study from the University of Oklahoma,
and they got a fat one off,
and the American Sociological Association said that couples that watch porn, it doubles the risk of divorce.
I don't know where they get this.
From the it's from the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I
like they
know
did.
Who they surveyed?
Because they surveyed my black ass.
They surveyed non-religious couples.
Oh,
so how many?
Let me look.
Like five.
They did it out of a pool of 500 married couples.
See, that's not fair, because my uncle watches porn, and he's perfectly, he's happy, sexually.
Like, survive every single person, but they have to do, like, samples of, like, the population, what they think would happen.
So you're going to say that, they
but you cannot
porn,
deny,
so got,
you cannot deny
porn
that porn does affect marriage, because it does.
Doesn't.
It does. You hear stories about every single day.
I barely hear shit.
And you want it, like, being completely honest with you guys, I've had family members that have separated because of pornography.
Mm. Oh, same.
So you can't tell me.
What type of pornography? Child pornography?
I ain't never. No, it's a joke. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm dead ass. Dead ass.
No, that's not funny. Like, for you guys to make a joke about that's not funny. Okay. Like, I had an aunt and uncle that divorced because of the problems of pornography.
Why?
So for you. Because of how the wife was feeling about it.
So
like
the
she
wife didn't feel appreciated.
Yes, and he wouldn't stop watching it because he said there was nothing wrong with it.
Was he addicted to it? Was he like watching it?
He watched it.
Like watched in general. Did he watch
it? He watched it in general. He watched it on a regular basis.
Did he watch it at work?
Copeland, I don't know. I don't know his exact.
It could have been divorced.
Regardless, what happened was.
This sounds like a cover up story, you know? I feel like there's probably a bigger issue. I feel like there's probably a bigger issue, and then they use porn to back it up.
I feel like this.
No, don't back it up.
Because you're going to generalize saying, watching porn.
I'm just saying it does affect. You guys cannot say. You cannot make a blanket statement that it doesn't affect everyone, and I can't make a blanket statement that it affects everyone. But in my personal experience, and I've seen it, and statistically, it is proven that it does affect couples. So if you guys want to watch porn, go ahead.
For what factor?
What are you talking about?
What factor? How did it, what type?
What type of porn? It was porn.
What?
Doesn't matter what kind it is. There's
you can't just generalize. You can't just generalize and say,
porn is one
watching
big
porn is like the reason for my divorce.
Yeah, that was a
never,
big
that is never
factor
an issue.
But it contributes.
Of
their divorce. It doesn't matter
it
if
was
that's
a big
the main
factor.
Reason. It contributes.
It's a big factor.
Okay.
I feel like,
but there could, if you're saying there are other factors
saying,
that add to a divorce, I would agree to that.
You know,
but that was one of the big factors that they said affected their marriage.
I don't think,
you know, I think personally,
but you can't say you can't.
I'm gonna say, in my opinion, I don't believe it. I don't believe like the whole story to this. I don't believe that it was a big factor, just because, like, for the reason of watching porn. I don't think someone's gonna get divorced over just saying, maybe like my man was watching porn. Like, he was watching porn in the bathroom. Like, there has to be, like, a reason. There has to be a reason for the wife to get mad at the husband. Like, saying, maybe he was watching porn in a, like, not in a correct way. Like, maybe he was watching porn at work. Maybe he was watching porn around the kids.
And
he didn't want to stop watching porn, okay? Then you could say, like, maybe that was a bad idea. But even then, no one's going to, like, get divorced over that reason. It has to be, like, maybe... He said, I'd rather watch porn than fuck you. Or, I'd rather watch porn than blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe someone does it better than you. Then that's insecurity. Then that's going into her insecurities.
But why would you want to put your...
But that's not even putting them down.
Why would you want to put your significant other in that...
That's not putting down... Okay, but females...
Yourself,
females... Okay, females say...
The name, but put yourself in that position.
Females say, okay, a nigga lasted 2 seconds, right?
Like, insignificant. Or not worthy enough.
But females do this all the time.
How?
Like, well, okay, what if a nigga lasts 2 seconds, but the woman was like, shit, like,
if
fuck.
Your wife,
let me go get my dildo.
That's what I'm saying. No, that's a
let me go get my
porn?
Let me go get my dildo and just fucking finish myself
would
off. That's insecurity.
That?
Yes.
So you
if she was watching,
wife,
if she was watching porn by herself.
Be fine if she was watching porn and getting off to someone else.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't care.
No.
You wouldn't give two fucks.
No.
Okay. Then if that's how you feel. Then cool, go ahead. Like that's the way you want to live your life. All right, but I honestly wouldn't want to do that.
So, okay, no, but I'm going back to the reason. Why is it okay for a woman to say like, the man didn't finish, like make me nut or didn't give me an orgasm, so I'm gonna go finish myself off. Isn't that selfish?
But I've never.
Like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about females in general.
Well, I can't. I'm not every female. I can't speak for them. I'm speaking for myself.
But you gotta take in factor that porn is not like a bad thing. You know what I mean? Because if females do it, right?
Okay. What other like in every like guy that you've both come in contact with? Have all of them said that porn's okay?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever come in contact with a guy that has said it's not okay?
No.
So you've only known one son.
I came in.
Oh my
God. Yeah. Q has said it. He wasn't.
Q was like, yo, when Q said it, he did it to impress another female. So I don't. His points are valid.
You guys. Oh, you should.
No, he didn't want to know. He's not. He's still sure. It's okay. Q money. Ka-chang. Quit. Anyways, yeah. That's what I'm saying. And if that's the way we live our lives, don't make it seem like it's bad, though, just because you don't agree. Because the way you're talking about it, you're like, if that's the way you want to live your life, it doesn't mean it's bad just because you live different,
dude.
Yeah,
but okay, then vice versa. If I say porn is bad in my eyes, then you need to let...
It's not... You're saying porn is bad. It's not bad.
In my eyes, it is.
Yeah, but you didn't say in my eyes. You said porn in general.
I don't
you
think it's porn, a positive
said,
thing in a relationship.
But, you said porn in
but that's my personal opinion. That is my personal opinion. Yes.
So how do you feel... Let me give you another instance. So, how do you feel if you and your other significant other are chilling, right? And he checks out another guy in front of you. What are you doing in that
another
situation?
Guy? Yeah. Well, I would believe that he's gay and I need...
Sorry, my bad. Another girl in front of you. My bad.
Going back to the beginning of the conversation, if no one remembers this, I never said that... In my personal opinion, if it depends on, like, the status of your relationship, too... Because if you're just starting... Ooh, look at that glow. If you're, like, in the beginning of a relationship, like, you need to give... Like, you can't be, like, jumping at all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's why you talk about it.
That's what I'm saying. You need to set your standards. But if you're, like, in a marriage, it's a little bit different. But, like, it's... You can't be, like, sitting there, like... Be like, if your husband looks at another woman, like, glances in that way, you can't be, like, getting mad at them for that. Because I would do that if I saw an attractive guy. But it comes to down to, like... The extent of which they're doing that. Mm. Like, there's levels. Like, the extent of, like, if they're actually, like, feeding into that. Mm. Because I agree. Like, you can't control someone walking in the room who has, like, is attractive, and you look. You shouldn't, like, be, like, beat down for that. But I think there's levels of that. But when it comes down to porn, what I was saying, especially when you're in a relationship, it's, like, there is a problem there. And there is a miscommunication. And if you communicate between your significant other that both of you are fine with one another watching porn or doing stuff like that, then cool. But you shouldn't assume that it's okay and that your significant other is going to be okay with that. Like, there always has to be communication and expectations set. And you can't assume that everyone feels the same way that you do. Clearly, we both don't feel the same way about this.
Oh, I understand.
But, like, I'm not... When you got... The reason why this all came up was because I just said, like, I don't think it's good for a relationship. And that's how I feel. And I have my reasons behind it. But if you guys feel like it's okay, then you go ahead and live your life that way. But I'm not going to live my life that way. So, like... To each its own, I suppose. But I think it's wrong, and I've said my reasons why. And you guys can disagree or agree, but that's how I feel. And it's, I think it's valid. But if you guys don't think it's valid, then whatever.
Shout out to the minorities.